Some of y'all looking at me like, are you really going to preach? I believe I will. Matthew chapter number 17. If you'll give me about 10 good country minutes, I'll be done. Somebody said, what's a country minute? Well, you'll know in a little while. Amen. Seriously, I won't be very long this morning. Y'all just pray till you're done. You're not bothering me one bit, and I pray I ain't bothering you. Matthew chapter number 17. Lord willing, if you'll come back tonight, we'll be in Matthew chapter number 18. Matthew chapter number 18. But this morning, Matthew chapter number 17. Thank you, Brother Todd. Man, I enjoyed that singing this morning. I mean, yeah, come on, Todd. Let them know you appreciate that. Amen. I enjoyed the singing this morning. Hey, I like it when they get choked up and can't sing. That goes to show you they're not putting on a show. They know what they're singing about. Amen. I like it when it comes from the heart and not the mouth. Amen. Matthew chapter 17, I'm going to begin in verse number 1 and read a few verses and then give you a simple little thought. The Bible said, and after 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter, James, and John, his brother, and bringeth them up into a high mountain apart, and was transfigured before them. And his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light. Now let me back up there in the first part of verse number 2. The Bible said, and was, say the word with me, transfigured. In other words, he changed from what he had been to something they had never seen before. It's my prayer this morning that Jesus Christ would be transfigured this morning in your life. You've seen him as a manger baby. You've seen him as the Christmas story. You've seen him as the Easter story. But this morning I want you to see him as the God of glory. Amen. He was transfigured before them. They saw him in his glory. I believe what they saw on the mountain that day is what we'll see when Jesus comes again. Amen. I believe that. I believe that's what we're going to see. Well, this image they saw that day on the mountain is what we'll see. Those who have put their faith in the blood of the Son of God. Amen. Where did I quit reading? I didn't even mean to. In verse number 3, and the Bible said, and behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elias, talking with them. By the way, that Elias is Elijah. And then answered Peter and said unto Jesus, watch this, Lord, it's good for us to be here. Amen. I imagine so, wouldn't you? Hey, it's always good to be where the Lord shows up. Hey, you may not like some of the shouting that went on here this morning, but it's good for you to be here. Amen. You say, well, I'm embarrassed. It's good to embarrass you every now and then. Amen. It'd do you well. Amen. You can have all that sleeping, church, if you want. We ain't sleeping around here. God's been too good for us to walk in here, sew our mouth shut, and sit there and grunt and look at our watch. Amen. Peter said it's good for us to be here. He said, if thou wilt, let us make here 3 tabernacles, one for thee and one for Moses and one for Elias. This is, we're just like Peter. We want something tangible we can see. Let us build something in remembrance of this. Amen. And watch this. The Bible said, and while he yet spake in verse number 5, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, which said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their face and were sore afraid. And Jesus came and touched them. I like that too. And said, arise and be not afraid. Now, pay close attention to verse number 8, and this is where I'll bring the thought this morning. And when they had lifted up their eyes, they saw, say it with me, no man save Jesus only. Save Jesus only. I'm going to preach to you on this thought just for a minute this morning. Save Jesus only. If I had to put my finger on what's wrong with the church today, not just Happy Valley, but the church. And I have the privilege and the opportunity, I go to a lot of churches. I was in one church this week, I'm in another one this morning, I'll be in another one next week, and another one the week after that. I get to see every flavor and every type. They're all independent Baptist churches, but it would blow your mind how different some independent Baptist churches are. And I know what I'm about to do is rude, so y'all don't look. I got to spit out my cough drop, amen, before it lands on Brother Greg's forehead down there. If I had to put my finger, somebody said, what's wrong with the church? Where is the church erring today? I believe I could sum it up. We've got a lot of problems and we've got a lot of difficulty, but I believe our greatest problem is distraction. Our greatest problem is distraction. You've had so much going on in your life this week, you ain't had time to think about God. Come on, somebody help me. Somebody help me with the football and the t-ball and the gymnastics and the wrestling and that communist sport, soccer. Somebody help me right there. Didn't nobody play soccer when I was a kid. You played soccer, that means you beat one another upside the head. Amen. Soccer again. Amen. We didn't play soccer. Anyway, you got all this stuff. You got the job and you got the bills and you got sick babies and all this stuff. And then we come in here on Sunday morning and try to focus on Him for a minute. Some of y'all have been out of frame right now that it's 5 after 12. It's killing you. You absolutely are appalled that I actually opened the Bible at 5 after 12 and dared to preach the Word of God. What is wrong with us? We've got room for everything else in our life but Jesus. But Jesus. I like the phrase in verse number 8. And when they lifted up their eyes, they saw no man. Now, stay with me just for a second. I'm going somewhere, and then we're going out there and play with the horses. Listen to me carefully. They saw nothing natural. When you think about what they saw, when you think about man, they saw no man. That's natural. Let me talk to you. When you see man, you see a lot. There's a lot of distraction when we get focused on one another. I want to take out the word man this morning. And I promise you, I'm going to go fast. I'm just going to bop, bop, bop and hit it. And where it lands, let it lay, baby. Amen. If it hits you right between the eyes, you might ought to deal with it this morning. Somebody said, preacher, I came to church to be fed. Well, sometimes you don't need feeding, you need worming. Amen. We got some folks wormy this morning. You know what worms are? They're parasites. Yes, sir. You get a horse you can about see through and count his ribs, and you go buy all this high protein feed and feed him and feed him and feed him and feed him, and it makes no difference. Why? Because there's a parasite on the inside robbing him of everything that would make him healthy. I believe that's where the church is. We're full of worms this morning, and no matter how much preaching, oh, somebody help me. No matter how much preaching we do and how much singing we do, there's something down in our heart that is robbing us from what God wants us to have. So let me worm you this morning. When I was young, I raised coon dogs. And I'd get a litter of puppies and I'd go to Douglasville and Brother Rainey Turner, I don't even know what you call him, but he'd give me this big old white pill. I don't even think it was for dogs. I think it was for sheep. Was it sheep, Brother Rainey? Rainey would give me that big old white pill, and I'd put that pill down that puppy's throat and rub it and make sure it went down. I'm going to rub you this morning, make sure it goes down. Amen. And buddy, you go out the dog pen. This is gross. You go out the dog pen a couple days later, you'd be amazed what come out of that dog. We get our eyes full of Jesus this morning. You'd be amazed what the Lord bring out of us. Amen. Distracted. What's got you distracted this morning? When they lifted up their eyes, they saw no Facebook. When they lifted up their eyes. Boy, it got died on me right there. Let me throw it in reverse and back up and say it again. When they lifted up their eyes, they saw no stinking Facebook. I'm tired of it. I'm sick of it. I wish it would explode and make a mess in your living room. Well, I don't use it for bad. Good. What about all those that do? Social networking is killing us. There's parts of your life that ought to remain private. Your thoughts and your feelings. Hey, you say, well, I just want to see pictures of the grandbabies. Shutterfly.
Yes, sir.
They got a sight for that. Amen. All this gossip stuff, I've lost every one of you right there. Like, hey, listen, if your Facebook's clean, God bless your heart. I ain't talking to you. And it's not so much what you've put on Facebook, it's what you see on Facebook. You got YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook. I'm going to start my own social network, and I'm going to call it YouTwitface. How about that? Amen. Listen, we ought to guard our spirit at all costs. We ought to guard our spirit at all costs. I got a phone call the other day, and I won't say who it was, but somebody in our church and somebody that I believe loves God with all their heart, lives for God, is pure a Christian as I know. And their whole day was destroyed, ruined because of one comment that they read on Facebook. It's hard to see Jesus when you're looking at gossip. Boy, we were shouting a while ago. What happened? Amen. I have made up my mind. I am not going on some stupid website and read the thoughtless thoughts of other people and let it have an effect on my relationship with my Savior. You think, well, it don't bother me. You're lying. If you can sit and read negative comments about people you say you love and it don't affect you, you're lying. You're lying. Somebody said, why are you against Facebook? I really ain't. I'm against what you do with it.
That's right, preacher.
Amen. Lives are being destroyed.
Amen, preacher.
You think because you read it, it's true.
Yeah.
I can type a lie easier than I can say one.
That's right, preacher.
Amen. Let me give him a jaw here. Y'all all right this morning? They saw no man. They saw no man save Jesus only.
Yeah.
Oh, Brother Paul said in Hebrews, but we see Jesus.
Amen.
You want to have revival? Look at him.
Yes, sir.
You want to have revival? Quit looking at the negative comments and the lies and the heresies and the gossip and the tale-bearing of others and get your eyes back on Jesus Christ, or the one who delivered you out of the pits of the damned. Get your attention and your focus on him. You're distracted because you're allowing yourself to be distracted. I'm preaching to you this morning whether you like it or whether you don't. You come back tonight, I promise it's going to be real sweet. Promise. With my hand up. Unless the Lord says do something else. Amen.
Amen.
They lifted up their eyes. They saw no Facebook. Some of y'all, if you can't control it, you ought to cut it off. God have mercy on you. Be friends with somebody on the internet telling lies about your pastor.
Amen, preacher.
Amen.
God have mercy. I pray for you.
Yes,
I'd delete that stuff just as fast as make their head spin.
Yes, sir.
Amen. You want me to just stay on this one point?
Stay on it.
I might as well. Do you get it?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Y'all get on there and talk about one another. The devil's using you.
Yes, sir. That's right.
To be a distraction to other people.
Yes, sir.
Not only are you distracted by what you read, but you're distracting by what you write.
Amen.
Keep your feelings to yourself.
That's right.
If you're having a bad day, I don't want to know. If you've got a headache, I don't want to know.
Amen.
Facebook won't help it. Advil will.
Amen.
Amen. Are y'all all right?
Amen.
We don't need to know that you've got the dysentery. Amen.
Yes, sir.
It's amazing stuff people put about their personal life out there. Do you know who can see that? The whole world.
Amen.
It's scary, to be honest with you. It is scary. They told me, my wife and I was talking about the new iPhone 5. The new iPhone. That's freaky, man. When you talk to a phone, it knows what you're saying.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I was playing with somebody the other day, the iPhone 4, with Siri, that woman on there.
Yeah.
Brother, I believe she's demonic.
Amen.
You can have a conversation with that heifer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Katie asked her where to bury a dead body. She said, where can I bury a dead body? She said, I'm locating for you several funeral homes, a dumpster, and something else. I ain't lying. That's what it said. Man, that's freaky, man. That's freaky. You know what the new iPhone has? You know what the new iPhone has? It has a tracking system or device on it. They're following your conversation. Who's following? Something to think about, ain't it? They're targeting your conversation. In other words, if you talk about deer hunting a lot, that's the kind of advertisement you're going to get, I guess.
Yeah.
Y'all are. If you talk about golf a lot, that's the kind of stuff you're going to get.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're tracking everything you say. Yeah. Be careful.
Amen.
Be careful. Everything you say. Oh, well I just chat in private.
Yeah.
You jacked up from the floor up.
Amen,
they ain't nothing private in this day and age.
Yes.
If you put it out there, it's coming back.
That's right.
Let's get our eyes on it. I want to have camp meeting.
Yeah.
I don't want to just have three or four preachers and some singing 3 days of meeting. I want to have camp meeting.
Yes.
I want to get it plumb out of the banks. I want it to go gushing out the windows of this place. I want the glory of God to fall in Villa Rica, Georgia. I want to see lives change.
Yes.
But we're going to have to get to the place where we're no longer distracted by social networks.
Yes.
Amen. Hey, I got preacher friends. They listen to this message and think, boy, brother, he's beating me up. No, I'm not beating you up. Brother Danny don't do nothing but preach on his. That's all right.
That's right.
I ain't no telling how many people he's reached with the gospel on Facebook. So I ain't beating you up, Brother Danny. But these is running their mouth. I'm wearing you out. I'm blistering your hide. Some of you think, well, bro, I'm not worried about Brother Eddie. Don't have Facebook. I got friends who do it. I got friends who are your friends.
Yeah.
And they're tattletales.
Amen.
Wave at me, smile, do something. They lifted their eyes and saw no man. Nothing natural. No Facebook. Some of you will go home, clean that stuff up.
Amen.
You've let it hinder you. Some of you walked in here with a bad spirit because of stuff you've heard,
Amen.
Stuff you've seen,
right.
And you don't even know if it's true or not.
Right.
Y'all all right?
Amen.
I told you I'd hurry, didn't I? I lied.
Amen.
They lifted their eyes and saw no man save Jesus only. They saw no Facebook. Number two, they saw no fault.
Yeah.
They saw no fault.
Right. Yeah.
Let me say it again. They saw no fault.
Amen.
If you came to church this morning looking for what's wrong, you're in a better place than Walmart this morning.
Yes, sir.
Because we got a blue light special running on wrong.
Yeah.
We got wrong from the pulpit to the balcony. We got some wrong.
Yeah.
And if that's what you're hunting this morning, you're in the right place. Because
yes.
You can sure find it. I can start right here and spend all day on the front row. And then how dare me let one of them in the pulpit? They could spend all day on the pulpit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are y'all listening to me?
Yes, sir.
We come to church all sanctimonious and pious and,
yeah,
oh, here I am. Look at me. I've got a King James Bible. And you just cussed your wife out before you got out of the car.
Yeah.
Y'all all right?
Yeah.
I didn't come looking for what's wrong with you this morning. I didn't come to pick on somebody who ain't doing right this morning. I come looking for him.
Amen.
Amen. I believe I found him too. And I choose just to keep my focus on him. My. If I let all your troubles, all your messes and all your failures, if I carried that on my shoulders every day, I'd have shot myself a long time ago. But yet you come to church and you let the actions and the words and the faults of others distract you.
Yes, sir.
God couldn't bless you if he wanted to because you got your mind on somebody else.
Amen.
You wouldn't believe some stuff I see sitting right here. The sneers.
Yeah.
They talked about old Biden and him sneering and laughing at Paul Ryan. That ain't nothing to what I see in church. I see our thought song book at you. I see it all the time. I watch you look over to other people. Somebody testifying, you roll your eyes at them.
Yeah, come on.
How you think Jesus feels about that?
Yeah.
Somebody's trying to give him honor and glory.
Yeah.
You say, yeah, but I know how they live. So does he. By the way, he knows how you live too. Hey, he knows what's in your closet. He knows what's on your computer. But yet it's okay when you praise him. Because you're so righteous. And you're so worthy. And you're so special. I'm supposed to do this morning. Y'all know me. This ain't my style. This ain't what I like to do. But we need to see Jesus this morning.
Amen.
Somebody needs to get their eyes on him.
Yes.
He's blessing you in spite of you.
Amen.
You ever thought about that? I sat here this morning, them young'uns are singing, my daughter over there, so choked up she couldn't sing. I thought God's blessing me despite myself.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
I can't stop him.
Amen.
I can't stop him from blessing me. I'm going, God, I don't deserve it. Yeah, but I want you to have it. Amen.
Amen.
Here we sit this morning. You ain't thought about God.
Yeah.
You more worried about what time it is.
Yeah, come on, preacher.
Almost 20 after. Deal with it.
Amen.
Amen. Some done left.
Yeah.
Some left during the shouting.
That's Lord's Day.
If they listen on the radio, wish you had stayed, but
yeah.
I'm not apologizing for it.
Yes, sir.
I ain't apologizing for God.
Yeah.
They saw no man save Jesus only. They saw no Facebook. They saw no faults. We got faults around here. We got faults around here. I'll tell you something else. We got Jesus. 266 in Sunday school. I would wager with you this morning somebody going to get saved. I'd lay pretty good odds on that. Amen? But yet you got your eyes on, man, look at her. Who does she think she is?
Yeah, come on, preacher.
How dare she get up and testify?
Yeah, come on.
What's the matter with you?
Amen.
I want to see somebody get some help.
Yes, sir.
Especially that one that has a whole lot of fault.
Amen, preacher.
Amen. Hey, fella called me the other night, cussed me out on my answer machine. I'm talking about SB and all. I'm talking about letting me have it, boy, on my answer machine for my whole family to hear. I got mad. I did. I got mad. I wanted to go and, but I realized they was under the influence of something.
Yes, sir.
Next day, I told my wife, I said, I'm going to call that old boy back. She said, you going to call him?
Amen.
I said, yeah, I believe I will.
Yes, sir.
As soon as he picked up the phone, I love you, brother. I'm sorry. I don't even. He said, I don't even know what I said last night. I said, don't worry about it.
Yeah. Come on, brother.
He said, I need some help. I said, I know where to get it.
Amen.
I know where to get it. Let me tell you where to be and what time.
Yes, sir.
I hope he showed up. I hope.
Yeah.
Y'all listen to me.
Yes.
Oh, I could have took great offense at that.
Yes, sir.
Could have took great offense at that, but I didn't take offense.
Yeah.
That's just an old sinner.
Yes.
That's just an old sinner wanting some help from God.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Thank God he knew where to call.
Yes, sir.
Thank God he didn't ask for some of your advice on Facebook. Let's skip looking for fault because it's there.
Yeah.
It's there. Ain't a one of us, at best, sinner saved by grace.
That's
all we are. I got to hurry. They saw no Facebook. They saw no faults. They saw no factions. I'm sick of cliques. I grew up in cliques. God would use you if your last name was such and such.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Yeah.
You were recognized if your name was so and so.
Yeah, come on.
This stuff don't fly around here.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
I put my bus kids as high as my deacons.
Amen, preacher.
Amen, preacher.
Tommy Mann's as good a deacon as any preacher ever had in America. William Collins, Brother Warren English. Of course, he ain't his backslid. South Georgia, but anyway, he's a pretty good deacon when he wants to be. They don't take priority over one of them youngins. They don't even take priority over the guy called cuss me on my phone. Matter of fact, somebody's got problems, I'll probably call them back quicker. Y'all okay? No factions. Well, I wish I could just fit in. You're here, ain't you?
Yeah, come on.
Well, I just can't make no friends. Talk.
Amen.
Everybody that has ever come to me and said, well, I just don't fit in and I just can't make any friends. Well, you ain't tried.
That's right.
The Bible said a friend must show himself friendly. Hey, no, nobody talk to me. Well, get up in their face and say, hey, I'm Joe.
Yes, sir.
No factions. Ain't no clubs around here.
Yeah.
Amen.
Bless God. We ain't got no signed seats in this church either.
Amen.
Amen. Brother, I preach in churches. I'm the evangelist. I have literally had grown men walk up to me on the front row and say, excuse me, you're in my seat.
Yeah.
I always answer them the same way. What's your name?
Yeah.
And they'll say, my name's Fred. And I'll get up and look around and say, I don't see no Fred. And you ought to see their face when the pastor goes to the pulpit and said, it's good to have Brother Eddie White here tonight.
Yeah.
And old Fred's like, oh, God. And I look at old Fred and I go, yeah. I'm fitting to get in the pulpit, Fred. Saw no Facebook. I know it's a silly little outline, but it's serious stuff. They saw no Facebook, save Jesus only. They saw no faults, save Jesus. When you look at him, you don't find no faults. Save Jesus only. They saw no factions. Listen, they saw no feelings, no hurt feelings.
Yeah.
No hurt feelings. Listen, we're not robots.
That's right.
We're not mechanical. We are emotional beings. God made us that way. Well, I just don't like all that emotion. Well, your sourpuss attitude, that's just as much emotion as Miss Alyssa's shouting this morning.
Amen.
I like her emotion better than yours.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Amen. If I've got to choose between,
yeah.
I've seen that since I've been preaching.
Amen.
Can you believe it?
Yeah.
Right here this morning, I've watched you do it. Oh, I want to go old school and just name names, Brother Freddie.
Yeah.
Amen. Just get Jack Wood on you. That worm medicine ain't good, is it?
Good.
Amen. They give them horses that thing comes in a big syringe like that. They flavor it, make it taste like apples, so they'll take it. Maybe I need to throw an apple in here, amen? Skittles or something. Skittle-flavored message, amen? They saw no Facebook. They saw no faults. They saw no factions. They saw no feelings. Listen, one of these days you're going to have to understand, and you're going to have to come to grips, that you ain't going to like everything you see. And you're sure not going to like everything you hear.
Yes, sir.
We make it to May, it'll be 20 years, Brother Charles. Do you know how many times I've heard stuff about me?
Yeah.
Do you know? I got off an airplane in New York one day. Brother Gary Luttrell, he's from Shady Acres Baptist Church in Houston, Texas, where Brother Jack Wood pastored all them years, the old cowboy preacher. His wife come running to me. Running to me, crazy. They're crazy. They ain't got no sense. I hope he hears a message. They're crazy down there. They are. She come running to me and throwed her arms around me. I had tears run down her face. She's going, oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. I said, what's the matter with you? She said, we heard you had long hair and an earring. That's what she said. I said, I went to the barbershop before I got on the plane.
Yeah.
And my wife's got my earring. Amen.
Yeah.
People tell stuff about it. I think it's funny. The only thing that bothers me is when you believe it.
Yes.
Amen. Have you ever had your feelings hurt?
Yeah.
Come on.
Oh, yeah.
Be honest. You ever had your feelings hurt?
Yes, sir.
It's going to happen.
Amen.
It's going to happen over and over and over and over again. And you're going to have to turn your focus away from that.
That's right.
And you're going to have to look at Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Because if you keep your focus on your whole hurt feelings, you know what that does? It festers.
Yes.
It festers.
Yeah.
And it'll wind up. Chase, Katie's fiance, they think maybe got a spider bite on his knee. And that thing started off just a little red spot, just a little spot.
Yeah.
But boy, it got bigger and bigger and bigger. Boy, he had to go in and have that stuff cut out.
Yeah.
You know what they said? When a brown recluse spider bites you, it just starts rotting in the flesh.
That's right.
And it don't stop. It grows and grows and grows. It can kill you. And people wait so long that they have to have large sections of flesh cut out of their body. That's some of us are festering this morning. You've let something rub you wrong. You've let something hurt your feelings. You've let something somebody else did. You were innocent in the situation, but you let the sin of another person wreck your life. Amen. I know people in America, I know people all over this country that won't go to church because of something a jackleg preacher did with another woman. Don't let somebody else's sin rob you of your joy and your happiness. You're not living for them, you're living for God. Well, I know this is real structured this morning, but this is what God put in my mind and in my heart.
Amen.
Amen. They saw no hurt feelings. I know I get my feelings hurt too.
Yeah.
I do. But I have to pray and say, God, help me with that.
Yes, sir.
They're just people, and I've made the same mistake they've made. I've said the same words they've said. Those people talking about you, you said worse about them or somebody else. Yes, you have, and you know it. My grandma used to say, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. I didn't have a clue what that meant until I started pastoring. Y'all listening? They saw no Facebook, no faults, no factions, no feelings. I'll tell you what they did say. They saw Jesus only. They saw Jesus only. Who's never hurt your feelings? Who's never gossiped about you? I've went to him and I've posted on his wall my deepest, darkest secrets. I've told him things that I haven't told my wife. I've posted on his wall so many things about myself, and you know what? I've never heard it come back around. Not one time. Not one time. And never, ever has he thrown it in my face. But you can go on his Facebook and not have to worry about it. Amen. I've told him stuff about me. If I told you what I told him, y'all grab your purses and run for the door. What if I knew all about you? That he knows. And he knows it whether I've posted it or not.
That's right.
Amen. Eyes of the Lord in every place, beholding the evil and the good. He knows you inside out.
Yes,
God looking not on the outward part, but he looks on the heart. He knows you. He knows your perverted thoughts.
Yes, sir.
He knows your wicked mind.
Amen.
He knows every root of bitterness that's in your heart. Now watch this. And loves you anyway.
Amen.
Isn't that amazing? Loves you anyway. We just get our focus on him. Let's set the distractions aside. The devil's good at what he does. I mean, brother, he is slick as snot on a doorknob. He's good. That's what subtle means. That's what the Bible called him, subtle, in Genesis chapter number 3. Amen. More subtle than any creature. He's slick. He's good at what he does. He knows how to get you. He knows how to get you out of church.
Yes, sir.
He knows how to get your temper riled up.
Yes,
he knows how to get your feelings hurt.
Right.
And he'll take somebody else's fault or somebody's Facebook comment, and he'll magnify that thing like a flashing neon light. Wah, 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 wah. That's all you can see. Some of you, you're looking in the wrong direction.
Amen.
You need to make up your mind. I'm not paying that any attention.
Yes,
because all it's doing is hurting me. Hey, I normally preach salvation stuff on Sunday morning. This is what God put on my heart. Save Jesus only. You want some help this morning? Quit looking at me. You want some help? Quit looking around you. Somebody once said years ago, if you look within, you'll get discouraged. If you look without, you'll get disgusted. But if you'll look up, you'll get delivered. Let's stand to our feet this morning. I could have got by without preaching this morning. Ain't no doubt about it. But the Lord just wouldn't have it no other way. Brother Todd, y'all come and get us a song this morning. Oh, let's let the Lord do something. You say, boy, that message, I wish so-and-so would have been here. No, we all needed that.
Amen.
Every one of us. Ain't nobody here didn't need the message this morning. I didn't say go home, close your Facebook account. I said be careful with it. Be careful with it. If you have friends who gossip, cut them off. I don't even care if they're, even if they're not gossiping about you. If they're gossiping about somebody else, cut them off. You know what they'll do? They'll make you think less about one of your friends. They will. They'll change the way you think about somebody and you're not even meaning to. Be careful with it. Quit looking at Facebook. Quit looking at faults. Quit looking at failures and factions. And quit looking at all these things. Let's get our minds and our eyes on Him. Ask Brother Todd to sing a verse. Before he does, could we just bow our heads right quick? I know it wasn't a salvation message, but I wonder if there's somebody here this morning who said, preacher, I need to get Jesus in my heart. If I died right now, I'm not sure heaven would be my home. Listen, I wouldn't embarrass you, wouldn't come to you for nothing. Just want to pray for you. If you slip up your hand, say, preacher, pray for me. I'm not sure if I died today, heaven would be my home. Please remember me. God bless your heart. Anybody else? Preacher, I need to get this thing settled. I need to get it settled today about where I'll spend eternity. Please pray for me. How about this morning? Preacher, I needed to hear that this morning. I've been distracted. There's so much junk going on in my life, it's hard to even find Jesus, much less see Him. How about it this morning? Hands all over His place. Thank you. Thank you. Let's pray together. Father, as we come to you again this morning in Jesus' name, God, please, you saw every hand, you know every heart. Have your way in this altar call, and Father, I promise we'll give you the glory for it. For it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.